Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high-quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
This. I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Seems like a pretty good day to make the drive down Highway 6 to Ashland and see our friend Phil at Ruhlman Steakhouse for lunch or dinner. Bill's going there for Thanksgiving. You can also go there for Thanksgiving if you like.
I would like to see who else. Is anyone else? Breakers chime in. Anybody else going for the? It's kind of a brunch deal, but it's full Thanksgiving, whatever time it is. If anyone else is going, I'd like to be able to say hello to you.
I think I might convince my family to go because we're doing ours like on Saturday with extended family, and you could maybe just a couple people on Thursday at Ruhlman's possibly.
What time you thinking, Jake?
I'm thinking around the noon time.
Are you?
I'll see if they want to. I'm going to confirm.
We're going a little earlier. I think we're going like around 11. We're going to eat Thanksgiving food though.
Yes,
but we're meeting up with all of our kids there, so we're going, and because what happens when families get married,
yes,
when kids get married, they have other things. So you have to kind of now it's.
Now you got to navigate.
Now you got to navigate. There's some navigation now that I don't like. I would like to have. I don't like it at all.
Stop.
Actually, the good part about it is that the families that we married into are incredible. I just like to have the girls, you know, when you get to a certain deal like that, I want one thing in my life on like a Saturday night when football's on. What? I just want everyone on the couch.
Yeah,
that's all I want. I don't want.
We're watching ball,
and the ball. But just I want my daughters here. I want their Gigi's boyfriend, who's awesome, Keaton there. I want their husbands there. I want Layton from Housemenders.
Keaton and Layton.
And I want Alex there. And Alex will try to see if we can stream some hockey. And we say no.
You were at Alex's wedding.
You were there,
Sydney. Yeah.
You talked to Alex. Yep. You've talked to him. Yep. And you've talked to Layton too. Yep. Okay. You've talked to them both. Yep.
Yep. I do.
Yep. You were there.
I do remember.
And you met Schindler there. Remember that? Yeah. You can't wait to meet him, you'd say.
Spilled the drink on Dennis LeBlanc. No big deal.
The AD. Yeah.
He's moved on from that.
God, Dennis.
Go see Phil and the team at Ruhlman's Steakhouse for lunch or dinner today for all the way through Sunday. Great options for filet mignon, New York strip, the sirloin, cookie walleye. Skillet, walleye, Chilean sea bass, crab rice, which Sip loves there for a side. They have it all. By the way, last night, Nebraska women's basketball beats Creighton 84-50.
How pumped for you about that, Jake?
Second time in the last 10 years they beat Creighton. Creighton has owned the women's basketball team, but not last night. 84-50. Dominance.
Got him on skates.
By Britt Prince and the team. Callen Haake and Amy Williams. Just, very, very good.
Say that again.
Callen Haake is another. She had 14 points last night for Nebraska.
I didn't see the box score. Thank you.
Sports.
But they won by 34 points. Dominant.
Steve brought this up. That's something we're going to work on now. We're going to start following sports.
Well done to the Lady Huskers. Now
I got to start.
Bill brought UConn up. I think on head scratchers on Monday with their win over Duke,
Jim Mora getting some attention for one of these jobs.
Now, we have mentioned this name, but I don't think we've gone in length enough about the quarterback Joe Fagnano at UConn. Here's the deal. Joe Fagnano has 2,840 passing yards, which is second in the country.
Second in the country.
So he passes a lot.
Jeez.
25 touchdowns, third in the country. And, of course, the big stat, no interceptions.
Zero.
At a 68.8% completion rate.
Jeez.
He's not getting much talk about the NFL draft. And he's got, he's 6'4".
He's 6'4", 220.
Like, he's not 5'7" out there. He's 6'4". You make fun of Kyler Murray's height a lot. And it's fine. He's had issues.
Won the Heisman.
He is ideal quarterback size in terms of height and weight.
25-0.
And no one, he's not getting the Heisman conversation, which is fine. It's UConn. Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak. For your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. You still don't get a lot of NFL draft talk about Joe Fagnano.
You don't?
No. The former Maine transfer, by the way.
He transfers from Maine to UConn, and they're on a heater. And they just beat Duke, who might win the ACC, who has a path to winning the ACC, and they just put 37 points on them.
Put 38 on UAB. Not
a big deal there.
No.
Yeah.
The problem is they lost to Rice.
Yeah, well, right. It's a great Rice team this year.
Is it? No.
No, it's not.
Hey, they're 7-3, though. UConn is usually...
You're right. I am not pouring cold water on this.
Do you realize when...
Because I love Mora.
When Mora took the UConn job in all of college football, all FBS, and so we have the Power 6 and the Power 4, it was the worst job.
It is.
It's an independent.
Why did he take it?
They're not. They got kicked out of a. There's not one. The MAC said no.
Right.
The MAC said no go here.
Damn it!
You're all by yourself. And he came over there. Can you imagine the interest in UConn football?
There's not.
Well, I'll tell you, because this crowd for the Duke game, they had 38,000. Their biggest crowd like in 15 years.
Okay, that's
38,000 was their biggest crowd in 15 years.
That's a great job by Mora.
It's incredible. He should now. I don't want to hear this coach of the year, and it should be whoever, the 9-0 team or the whatever undefeated team. No, how about Mora?
What about Cignetti, though?
Yeah, what's that? I get all that, but I'm telling you right now, Cignetti would be the second one for what he's doing because it's Indiana at this rate. Mm-hmm. But
I love
Mora. Me right now. Okay, so the people up for coach of the year, Elko, this, whoever.
Elko.
He's in the competition.
I vote for Elko.
He's had a great year.
I'm not going to lie.
But would Elko be 7-3 at UConn?
I don't know. Now, here's the thing. I'm not pouring cold water on this. They don't have a great win in this. They don't.
But they have a great quarterback.
Yeah. They lost to Syracuse.
That was pre-quarterback,
Yeah,
though.
That's when they actually had a pulse back then.
Am I looking at the right thing? Yeah. UConn 7-3. They lost to Delaware.
They beat La Tech last week.
God damn it, they lost to Delaware.
7-3.
I'm not pouring cold
Give us their
water.
Win.
That's cold water.
Give us their win. Yeah.
They beat the CCSU Blue Devils. Who is that? CCSU.
I don't know who
Central Connecticut State, I think.
Yeah.
Good job, Jake.
Jake nailed it.
They got that one.
Okay.
Then they lost at Syracuse. That's not a good loss.
It is, because the quarterback was still there playing
very
well.
They beat Clemson.
They beat Clemson before he got hurt, yes.
At Delaware. They lost at Delaware.
Delaware, that's tough.
Yeah.
The wing tail.
Now they did beat Ball State.
See? There you go.
Okay, this is their best win. Action. At Buffalo. They won at Buffalo.
Okay.
They beat FIU 51-10.
Fireball.
They beat Boston College at Boston College.
BC.
Not bad. Now, that's a down Boston College team, and their head coach is losing his
mind. They've only won one game.
Right. He's in a rough year.
They're 1-9.
They lost to Rice.
That's a tough one.
Stop banging on. Stop talking on Rice.
My fight's going away.
I can't get on board too much with the coach of the year. They lost to Rice. They did beat UAB, and Duke's a big win. That's a monster win for his program. And I love Mora, and I do think he should be mentioned for jobs for sure.
Rice is 5-5. They're not terrible.
Yeah, it's a good Rice team. I agree. There's not a huge.
But we got to get some more praise to Joe Fagnano. 25 touchdowns, no picks, and second in the country in passing yards, just shy of 3,000 with a couple games to go.
If that was going on at Nebraska, there'd be a statue.
Yeah.
I'd be building
right now.
And why doesn't Mora come up more?
I don't know. Probably age? But he's not. How old is Mora? He can't be that
right
old.
Now.
He's not that still got to be in his 50s. He's not like 65.
He might touch 60.
There you go.
He might touch 60.
NFL coach, you know.
He is 64 years old.
Oh, okay. He's younger. Seems younger
than that. No,
that's Cignetti's age.
At 64, you're not. That's a tough. To say we're going to bring somebody to Penn State at age 64, that's hard. You know, that's kind of hard. Okay, we...
UConn.
Anyway...
We love UConn football. Joe Fagnano.
Next hour, we'll do Rice.
When we come back, Rick Heyman's Song of the Day is next.
We got Rick
early break on the ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.